Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, another delightful service here at Bible Baptist Church. What a wonderful Lord's Day, adding folks to the church and decisions made for Christ throughout the day. Wonderful services on both our English side and the Spanish church as well. And just a wonderful Lord's Day. And God spoke to us, met with us, and we're delighted to begin another week now, as we started yesterday putting the Lord first and now ready to serve Him throughout this week. And I hope you had a great Lord's Day where you were, that God met with you and that spoke to your heart, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, listen, if your Bible's nearby, let's go to Luke 15. Luke chapter 15, where the Bible says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now, there's a third parable here, but it's all about lost and found. Lost and found. I remember seeing an ad in the newspaper. The one ad in the newspaper said, "Lost and found ad. Lost dog. Brown fur. Some missing due to mange. Blind in one eye. Three legs. Slightly arthritic. Goes by the name of Lucky." Well, years ago, there was a bag lady in New York City who attended a preaching service at the Manhattan Rescue Mission. Afterwards, in the soup line, she mentioned to the preacher she was now ready to give her life to Jesus. She said, "I never knew until today that my name is in the Bible." The preacher smiled and said, "What's your name?" She said, "Edith. My name is Edith, and my name's in the Bible." And the preacher said, "Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I think you're mistaken. The name Edith never appears in the Bible." She says, "Yes, it does. You read it a few minutes ago in the service." And he opened his Bible, and she pointed her finger to Luke 15:2, where here in the Bible it says, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And instead of Edith, E-A-T-E-T-H, she heard Edith. There it is. Jesus receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And that is good news, not just for Edith, but for all of us. It's good for David and Jane and Mary and John and Ralph and Susie. It's good for all, anyone who will come to him. Now, the three stories here in this chapter of Luke 15 really make up one parable. The lost sheep represents those who are out in the world. They're not saved. They're not part of the count. They're in danger. They're exposed and they're helpless. But Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And he's not just caring about those who are in the house. He's about finding others and bringing them into the fold. Now, the lost coin or the lost silver piece was not lost out in the elements, but in the house. This represents a saved soul, but a lost life. It's good for nothing, unfit to be used. To be out of hand of the one to whom we belong is to be useless. So when a piece of money is misplaced, it's not just the actual piece of metal that's lost, but the good that the money might do is lost as well. The person may come to church, but they're almost invisible because they don't do anything. And they need to realize that no one's saved to sit and to soak and to sour, but you're saved to serve and be useful. Could represent a lost church member who maybe has profession without possession. So one can be lost, though, in the house. Lost son represents the backslider. Well, they're saved, but they've gotten away from God. And they haven't lost their relationship with the Father, but they've lost their fellowship with the Father. So there's three stories and really three ways we can look at the lost. And all three persons of the Godhead are seen. The shepherd seeks the lost sheep to save it. That's Jesus. The woman seeks the lost silver to use it. That's the Holy Spirit of God. And then the unsaved is lost because he's outside the fold. But a Christian can be outside of the control and touch of the Spirit of God and be lost in his own way as well. Now, he's in God's hand for salvation, but he seemingly is out of reach for God to use him. So he's lost when it comes to service. He's lost when it comes to opportunities for ministry. Lost ministry, lost blessings, lost witnessing, a lost cause. Until he allows the Spirit of God and he yields to the Spirit of God and he'll become a tool in the hand of the Master, as God intended for it to be. That's when the lost becomes found. Now the prodigal father of the prodigal son seeks the lost son to restore fellowship with him. He doesn't go after him. He waits and longs for the son to come back to him, to come back home. That's God the Father. And he's calling on backsliders to return to him. And they just have to, number one, come to themselves, and number two, come back. So there's rejoicing in all three stories, all right? Larry Bryant wrote this poem, "When the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet. And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow old Gabriel's horn. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make these angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up a band for any old occasion at hand. It's got to be a special thing to make the angels smile and sing. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But when one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne." Boy, that's good, isn't it? So the lost sheep is a lost soul, and it can be found. The lost silver is a lost servant, and the lost can be found. The lost son has lost all his senses, but he comes to himself and comes back, and the lost out of fellowship can be restored and can be found. Now, in the lost sheep, we see a story that God is a seeking God. He's a seeking God. The shepherd went to seek for the lost sheep. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And so Christ died for all. But he goes after the one. Every individual is precious in his sight. And he goes, by the way, until he finds it. Until he finds it. Now, if we could get 99 out of 100 on the church roll into church, we'd probably be satisfied. If you lived in a town of 100 and 99 were saved, we'd have every pastor in America calling and say, "How'd you do that?" But the shepherd wasn't satisfied until he found the one that was missing. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You know, all other religions have man seeking God, but only Christianity is where God seeks man. Jesus is the good shepherd who finds us. All other religions are like the Tower of Babel, man trying to get a boost from beneath. But Jesus says we need a birth from above. So we make it back into God's fold on his shoulders, not on our own goodness. And so there's rejoicing. And the angels are rejoicing. Then I see the lost silver. You ever lost something important to you? Maybe your keys, maybe your glasses. It's difficult and a hardship on you until you find for them. And you look and you look and you look. A dear lady had a husband who was an airline pilot. He often had difficulty locating items around the house. One day, as he asked his wife where the salt was, and annoyed, she responded, "How on earth can you find Detroit at night in a blizzard, but you can't find the salt in your own kitchen?" "Well," he said, "darling, they don't move Detroit, but they sure move the salt around. There's great grief in looking for something you've lost." Now, this coin, this poor woman needed it. The fall of the coin was quick, but the grief that ensued went on and on and on until she found it. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God by which you're sealed under the day of redemption. And when she found that lost piece and she's able to use it once again, then the woman and all her friends rejoice together because the lost was found. And then we have the lost son. And we learn from this that sin will always take you further than you intended to go, keep you longer than you intended to stay, and cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. It shows us how bad living is such a waste of life. Know ye not, Romans tells us, that whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Isaiah 55:2, why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligent unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. The prodigal had to realize the best this world has to offer isn't as good as the worst in his father's house. If you're listening today and you're a backslider, you're out of fellowship with God, why don't you come back to the Lord? Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till there's a better time. Come back today. The Father met him on the road. He forgave him of everything. He put a robe on him, and he put a ring on his finger. He put shoes on his feet. He killed the fatted calf, and they celebrated with a party. And now the son's hunger is quenched. His want is satisfied. He's at the Father's house. What a difference is made when the backslider comes back home. Someone else put it this way about the prodigal son. He was bad, he was mad, he was sad, and he was glad. He was bad and left home. He was mad when his money ran out. He was sad when he sat in the pig slop, and then he was glad when he went back home. Robert Bruce, the King of Scotland during the 12th and 13th century, had been at war with the King of England. The King of England sent an army to Robert Bruce's palace to kill him. Robert Bruce, having suspected what might happen, left his home and fled into the forest. When the army came to the palace and found the enemy was not there, they got Robert Bruce's own dogs and set them on his trail. Robert Bruce could hear the barking dogs and realized they were his own hounds. He ran and ran, but he grew weaker and weaker. The dogs were getting closer. Finally, he came to a crystal clear river in the middle of the forest. He got into the brook and waded downstream for about 2 miles, after which he climbed out of the bank of the river and sat under a clump of trees. He could hear the dogs barking upstream in confusion, and Robert Bruce realized he had escaped. The application is this. If the hounds of your past are on your trail, if the old dogs of sin are gaining on you, and you don't know what to do, let me tell you about a river, a crystal river, filled with the blood of the crucified one, Jesus Christ. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, still cleanses us from all sin. Now, I should point out in closing, there was a big brother there, and he was lost too. The little brother may have been lost in the pigsty, but this guy was lost in the pew. Carnal, self-righteous, no sympathy for his brother, his father, and he forgot what a great occasion this was. The one who pointed out the prodigal sin wasn't the father, it was the other brother, fellow Christian, who's backsliding about a backslidden Christian. And that elder brother's a picture of a carnal church member. Don't be that guy. Listen, the lost can be found. If you need to be saved, let the Good Shepherd find you today and bring you into the fold. Trust Jesus as your Savior. If you're listening today and you're not in His hand for service, my friend, the most you ever make your life is yielding it to God, letting the Spirit of God fill you and use you. And if you're backslidden today and gotten away from God, come to your senses. Come to yourself as the prodigal did and come home. And you'll be received with welcome and with love and with gratitude. And we'll rejoice that the lost is found. And just as we ourselves were received by the Lord. Well, I hope Luke 15 has been a blessing to you today. I've enjoyed going through those three examples again. And thank God for His love and His care for each one of us. Have a great Monday, everybody. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.